The next question, which you'll find on the back of your sheets, question 52, asks, what are the reasons annexed to the second commandment? If I could just read, first of all, from the scriptures themselves. This, of course, was the question a few weeks ago. What is the second commandment? The second commandment is, you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Now, there are three particular reasons that this question and this answer supplies as to why we should keep this commandment. The reasons annexed to the second commandment are God's sovereignty over us, his propriety in us, and the zeal he has to his own worship. Let me briefly explain these three things. They're all so very important. God is sovereign over his people. He is king. He calls himself, I, the Lord. Now, in our own culture, in our own country, we have lost, to a great extent, the sense of what sovereignty means. We have a sovereign, a queen, who does not really rule at all. And the same is true in many other countries. But more than that, who is there in our society who really commands fear, respect, obedience, and admiration? Is it the Welsh Grand Slam winning rugby team? Well, it shouldn't be. Whoever we may be this morning, whoever we may have supported. What we need to know, above all else, about God is his greatness, his glory, his power, his wisdom, and his authority over all people. He is Lord. He is God. And that word God has got to mean he is infinite, eternal, absolute God. He's God of your life. And my life, whether we know it or not, whether we want it or not, he is sovereign. His sovereignty over us. The second reason given is called his propriety in us. Now that word propriety is a slightly unfamiliar word to some of us perhaps. It means belonging. He calls himself here the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. He is the God of his people, the church, and we are his people. I will be your God and you will be my people. And he goes on to say this, and this is a most important thing that we don't understand. We belong to God, and so do our children. The children of believers are under the authority of their parents, and therefore under the authority of their parents' God, to be taught and trained in the fear and the love and the knowledge of God. And that is why God says that when my people sin in the matter of idols or any other matter, I will punish them and I will visit those sins upon their children. Do we not all know from experience that when a man or a woman, a father or mother, sins in a particular way or in a particular lifestyle or in a particular decision, it will impact the lives of the whole family, even for several generations. Because we are made to live in families and in communities, particularly in families. And then third reason that is given here is God's zeal to his own worship. God says, I am a jealous God. I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Children, is it good for us to be jealous? No. Jealousy in you and me is something bad. But jealousy in God is something good. Because it means this. He will not allow the glory and worship that are due to him to be given to anybody else. God is angry and God is jealous when we turn our affections from him to an idol. Or if we say, I worship God by looking at this picture or this statue or something that I've made or somebody else has made. None of these things can compare with the invisible, the immortal, the almighty God. The Apostle John says at the end of his letter, as many of you know, his first letter, little children, dear children, keep yourselves from idols. Make sure that you are worshipping the God who has revealed himself in the Bible, the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, and him alone. The one that we meet here to worship today. Again, forgotten that we need to recite the catechism answer, so let's do that now before we sing our next hymn. What are the reasons annexed to the second commandment? The reasons annexed to the second commandment are God's sovereignty over us, his propriety in us, and the zeal he has to his own worship.